Welcome to chapel this morning. My name is Lana Miller, and I'm the undergraduate campus pastor. Brian Martin Burkholder is also campus pastor, and there's almost 30 students each semester that join us as ministry and pastoral assistant. Some of them have on this theme shirt today, some of them don't, but if you're here, if you'd stand so we can see who you are. So stand up, yeah. Thank you. It's been a tradition each year to begin the first worship chapel talking about the theme for the year. Last year, the pastoral assistants met to discern the needs they experienced on campus and to talk about what God might be inviting us to explore this coming year. Some things that they noticed, some invitations, a need to support those who don't feel at home in this place. An invitation to build connections among groups of people who may not normally connect. A need for people to step outside their comfort zones, to encourage and build one another up in the love of God and the ways of Jesus, recognizing there are many things that tear us apart and cause division. A need for intentionality and commitment to relationships with both God and others. They realize that here at EMU, there are multiple communities, that it's important to recognize the differences that are represented here as one way to live out our faith and to show God's love by honoring one another in those differences. It was later in the semester that the residence life staff asked if we might share a common theme with them, and they suggested many parts, one body. And I thought that that theme fit very well with the discernment that the PAs had already begun. And so this year, we'll explore through various chapels and other events on campus this theme, many parts, one body. We invite you to enter into this chapel time as we unpack that theme a bit, looking at the scriptures from 1 Corinthians 12 and Romans 12. So take a deep breath. Invite you to be fully present in this space as we also invite the Spirit of God to join us here. Let's sing together this opening song. For some of you, it may be familiar, and for others, completely new. Join in as you are able.
Turn to number 3 in the green book. Number 3, Jesus calls us here to meet him.
Share the peace. Romans 12, verses 3 to 5. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another.
We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faithful, ministry in ministering, a teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness.
And 1 Corinthians 12:14 to 26. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say,
because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,
that would make it no less any part of the body. And if the ear would say,
because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,
that would not make it any less a part of the body either. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be?
But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member,
Where would the body be?
As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need for you, nor can the head say to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this.
But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it.
Who are the weaker, seemingly dispensable, less honored and respected, those seen as inferior on campus? In your world, as you think about the people who you come in contact with, people who you see, hear about, who is it that comes to your mind as you think about someone or a group of people who are not valued? Perhaps a person or group of people that you have difficulty valuing. In the next few moments, as those people or groups come to your mind, invite God to show you how you might, as the scripture said, give them honor, treat them with greater respect, give them more credibility, listen to them, really hear what is in their hearts and on their minds. While the music is playing, invite God to show you who and how to care for others in this body.
Romans 12, verses 9 and 10. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor.
Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Preserve in prayer. Contribute to the needs of saints. Extend hospitality to strangers.
In this scripture, in 1 Corinthians and Romans, Paul was talking to the church. And these churches were having some issues, some division because of social status, background, ways of doing things. Ultimately, some felt more entitled and more important in the social fabric and function of the church. So Paul was reminding them, hey, you're followers of Jesus. And as followers of Jesus, there's some different ways that we should behave. Different ways that we should be treating one another. And when he gets to chapter 12 in both 1 Corinthians and Romans, he defines one of those ways. In both books, he offers that Jesus' teaching invites us to value each person, recognizing that each person is important and has gifts to share, recognizing that those gifts should be used to build one another up for the good of God's work in the world. But the message doesn't stop there. It isn't just that each one is important, but we need one another. We can't survive without one another. Even function if all of us aren't working together well. We're connected, part of one another. So think about it. The symbol of the body is pretty relevant. Have you ever stubbed your toe? Twisted your ankle? Broke your arm? Had a stomach ache or ear ache? Think about a time when one of the parts of your physical body wasn't working well. How did you respond? What did you do? If you're like me, help us if you're like me, but I pay attention to that part sometimes. Sometimes I can't think about anything else, and sometimes I try to go on as if there's not a problem. I ignore it, thinking, oh, it'll get better. But inevitably, if it's really something that's hurting, the more that I ignore it, the worse it gets until it makes me take care of it. I have to lay down and rest until I feel better or go to the doctor to get care. So what would it look like if we treated each other in the same way, like parts of our body? When one isn't doing well or being treated appropriately, we stopped. We listened. Really listened. Cared. Treated them with dignity and respect. As you were led in that prayer practice that Liz was having us think about someone in this community, in your world, here at EMU or even outside, who maybe isn't heard, respected, or honored, who came to your mind? And how did you think about how you might respond? This summer, my son and I were reading a book, and you might know the movie. The book is called The Invention of Hugo Cabret. It was a movie, so you might have seen it. Probably not as good as the book, so you should get the book to look at it. But Hugo is orphaned. He's trying to survive. His uncle takes over his care and then, but teaches him how to wind all of the clocks. He's an alcoholic and has some issues and then never comes home one night. And so Hugo is trying to sustain life on his own. He doesn't trust many people. He keeps a lot of secrets. But he begins to trust one person, Isabel. Slowly they become friends. And one day he takes Isabel up to the glass clocks that overlook the city. She says, "It's so beautiful. It looks like the whole city is made out of stars. Sometimes I come up here at night," Hugo said, "even when I'm not fixing the clocks, just to look at the city. I like to imagine that the world is one big machine. You know, machines never have any extra parts. They have the exact number and type of parts they need. So, I figure if the entire world is a big machine, I have to be here for some reason.
And that means you have to be here for some reason, too. While I don't think we can get too theological with this book, I do think that Hugo understood something that many of us fail to see: how to encourage one another and the value of each person. For me to fully understand myself, I have to also understand how I relate to others and how I relate to God. I think we have to understand the importance and value the contribution each person makes, not assigning our own value to them, but allowing them to name the value that they bring, finding ways to truly honor and build each other up. As followers of Jesus, this is our work. My prayer is that this year, God's kingdom may continue to grow in this place, in our community, and in our world, because we and those around us are committed followers of Christ, that we're paying attention to those whose voices have been muffled. We're seeing those who are hiding behind masks, voluntarily and involuntarily. And we're showing genuine love, following the example of Jesus as we live in relationship with one another. I'd invite you to stand as the gospel choir comes up. As I was thinking about this theme and preparing way back in May, gospel choir, you can take your places. But the song, I Need You to Survive, came up to me. This is a song the gospel choir has sung before, but I'd invite all of you to stand, and as you're able, as you catch on to some of the words, to join the choir in singing together. Thank you. Amen. May this be our challenge and our prayer as we go into this year. Go into this day. Amen.